At the Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholders Summit, I'm speaking with Aaron Putzi, who is one of our presenters here. And Aaron, what I'm trying to do is get, we'll call it the executive summary of your presentation today. What were some of the comments you had for this group?
Well, I think, first of all, the way we believe, my opinion is, to reconnect people to farming is to reconnect them to their food. As people have become disconnected from farming and from farmers, they've become very disconnected and quite casual about their food. The numbers speak for themselves. 40% of everything that is produced in this country is either spoiled or wasted before it's consumed. That equals 29 million tons of food a year that goes right into the garbage. That's an amount equivalent to filling an area the size of the Rose Bowl every 3 days. At a time when there are 1 billion malnourished people in this world, a number that's growing, and we're all aware of population trends and the fact that we're going to need to double food output over the next 40 years to meet the need, I believe it's time to take a step back, really take inventory of just how blessed we are with the food, the options that we have, celebrate that miracle, and champion the men and women who provide it. That's what the Iowa Food and Family Project is going to do.
So you mentioned that project. Just tell me just a little background on that and what you're doing with it.
The project really came about as Iowans and Iowa's agricultural leaders talked about this need to engage the 98% of Iowans who don't farm. 70% of Iowans admit to knowing little or nothing about where their food comes from, and yet 85% say they're hungry for more information. So the idea was to create an effort and to staff it so that there is full-time diligence and vigilance paid to creating opportunities for farmers and their customers, the consumer, to engage and have conversations about these very meaningful issues. That then transitioned into the creation and launch of the Iowa Food and Family Project of April of this year. It's up and running. It's accessible at www.iowafoodandfamily.com. And we're also, of course, on Twitter and Facebook as well. Mm-hmm. And the goal is to create those opportunities for conversation between farmers and consumers, and to do it through personal engagement, advocacy, and education. Because when we do that, we believe that there will be great benefits to human vitality, to environmental quality, and to economic prosperity in the state of Iowa.
Just a quick comment here, because I know I heard it a couple times today. I've heard it many times before, that agriculture is not telling its story. I mean, how do you feel about that and respond to that in light of programs like the one you're talking about?
I think agriculture does a tremendous job of telling its story. We've heard at this meeting program after program after program of very meaningful messages and stories. I think that what we can do collectively is to pool our resources, pool those messages to achieve economies in terms of the volunteers that are necessary, in terms of the dollars that are expended, and to do more to cooperate and collaborate, to be more strategic in those opportunities that bring that message to the consumer. So I don't think it's about telling. I think we do a tremendous job of creating stories. It's all about how do we create the activities and the mechanism in which to engage to make those stories come to life.
That would kind of speak to some of the, well, like what the Animal Agriculture Alliance tries to do with this, which is essentially almost like a coalition of groups. Mm-hmm. And I know you're in the soybean area, the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, which United Soybean Board and National Cattlemen's Beef, my sponsors for being here, are involved in. So it is, I guess, as you're saying, we're telling it, maybe we just need to kind of make sure this is coordinated better and has make more consistency?
I think so, and that is why I'm very proud to serve also on the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance Board of Directors, because we at the state level certainly wanted to tap into, cooperate with, augment, capitalize on the work that the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance does. There are messages that work. Let's resonate them.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I didn't check the board of directors list, but glad to know that you are. Be interesting to follow, because I know you're just at the starting point of learning what those messages should be, right?
That's right. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance right now is doing a lot of due diligence. It is doing a lot of research and very cutting-edge work on determining those messages, and not just what the message is. This is not just about wordsmithing. This is about knowing how to engage in the social environment that exists today that then gives an opportunity to agriculture to really become part of the fabric of the conversation and of the messaging and the discourse and the dialogue. And so it's very meaningful work, and by having that relationship between the Iowa Food and Family Project and the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, it's a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much. That's Aaron Putzi with Iowa Soybean Association, one of our presenters here at the Animal Agriculture Alliance Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.